This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Remember how we shook our heads at the stupidity of young people eating those Tide laundry pods and recording it for the social media? Well, the fire challenge that has now gone viral is maiming and killing kids. Like the 12-year-old from Michigan, Tamia Owens. She's in a hospital with burns over half of her body and rubbing alcohol on her arms and lighting it caused that. Since her incident, there have been numerous others of fire challenges gone awry. Tamia is on a ventilator. She needs a feeding tube. She has second and third degree burns, and most of her body is covered with heavy white bandages. Doctors say Tamia will be hospitalized for at least the next few months and has at least 4 more surgeries left. The Washington Post has documented several other cases of a tragic outcome of the fire challenge in places as far-flung as California and the Carolinas. From This Week in Agribusiness, 85 years ago this week, the World's Fair was going on in Chicago. It stretched from May of 1933 to October of 34. And among the companies exhibiting there along Chicago's lakefront was International Harvester. And if an elderly member of your family has told you about the radio-controlled tractor displayed there more than 8 decades ago, they did not imagine it. Someone at that company, though, imagined a day when we might have a farmer operating tractors by radio remote control. I've seen the photos of that exhibit, and it showed a farmer sitting on his front porch holding a device with an antenna on it as he looked out at his International tractor that also had an antenna. And remember, this was only about 10 years after commercial AM radio stations started broadcasting. Well, we still don't have remote-controlled tractors in widespread use, but the autonomous grain cart is now a possibility in the field at harvest, pulled by a remote-controlled tractor. If that elderly relative of yours can get to the Farm Progress Show in Iowa next week, their head might be spinning. And yours too, perhaps, to see the latest technology on display at what they call the World's Fair of Agriculture. The Farm Progress Show opens a week from today for its 3-day run at Boone, Iowa. All of the information, including the site map and the show program, can be found at farmprogressshow.com. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.